Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
As Mary and I now transition into today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation, well, show friend Terry Dale is about to join us by the show hotline, and we're sponsored by Colette.
Take off for a tour with Colette, the best in guided travel since 1918. You can choose from tours across all seven continents, and Colette makes travel a lot easier for you because they take care of all the details no matter where you're going with them, and every tour includes a tour manager, accommodations, transportation, great meals, and a lot more, making Colette a company travelers can really trust.
You know, Colette creates unparalleled tours, so you can create unforgettable memories. These expertly planned trips blend must-see sites with local experiences. You get ample free time. And we're talking places like, you know, Italy, Africa, the U.S., you know, Australia, the Caribbean, Canada, and so much more. Go visit Colette.com for more information or to book your travels. You'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right. You last heard the voice of Terry Dale on this show about 14 months ago. He's the CEO of the United States Tour Operators Association. As we begin to focus on the summer travel season with the Memorial Day holiday in just 3 weeks, we felt it was a good time for us to reconnect with him. So off to that show hotline we go for the first time today to bring in Terry.
All right, let's do just that. Hello, Terry. We're glad we could make this happen today. Welcome back to the Big Show.
It is so great to be with you, too.
Well, nice to have you aboard with us this morning. So, you know, Mary and I were just talking before the show, and I want to start off by discussing, you know, this trend that we're seeing in travel. I would label it a troubling trend. You know, so much of what we love about the travel industry, it may be the same for you, frankly, and certainly, you know, this show enables us to engage with so many sectors of travel. It's the people that we encounter. It's the relationships we've cultivated and nurtured. It's the ability to positively impact people regardless of their travel preferences that are out there. Maybe it's a lasting result of the pandemic. Perhaps it's the difficulty with the economy, the challenges that are out there. But there's a noticeable change in the travel industry that we're seeing. Unfortunately, it's not for the better. And, you know, the world of travel, as far as what we're seeing and hearing, it's far more transactional in nature these days, Terry. It's far less relationship focused. So I'm bringing it up with you because the core of USTOA's business is people and relationships. You have to be encountering this to some degree as well.
Yes, absolutely. So let me say, we may be a little old schooled at USTOA because we are all about the relationship. Both with our customers and with our partners, whether it's the airline industry, hotel industry, the suppliers who help us create these extraordinary experiences. And I don't disagree with you, Robert. The word that I have used is I feel like we're kind of scrambling, working hard to try and get the pieces of the travel experience fitting together in a seamless way. And part of the challenge, obviously, and I know you see and hear this, is staffing. Around the world, whenever I ask, what's your greatest challenge? It's staffing. And then when you do finally find individuals who will many times be entering the hospitality industry for the first time, mm-hmm. getting them trained and up to speed. So we're scrambling to try and make this all work. But I do know that it can be frustrating, but I think the silver lining is that even though there is this shift, Americans are still wanting to travel.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true.
And that's a good thing because as a travel professional, it's not easy. It's not easy for me. Yeah. It's not easy for our customers. But yet they seem to be willing to go through the exercise of traveling around the world.
Yeah, I think we're just in this sort of transitional period, which I also, and part of me thinks it's almost to be expected after what we've all come through and what the business has come through. But that's a great way to describe it and some good perspective there for everyone to keep in mind. So let's talk about and pick up here with what you just said, that people are still traveling. So back in November, Robert and I had the show in Italy, France, and Spain, and everywhere we went, I could not believe how packed the streets were. Restaurants, cafes were humming. And then in February, same thing in Mexico. We were down in Mexico with the show. Busy airports, hotels, restaurants, very busy. People are obviously traveling. We're going to be in Portugal with the show in July, another hot spot for travelers. Well, it's literally going to be a hot spot in July. But to your point, the numbers do seem strong and people do want to still get out there. So how's business overall for the tour operators associated with USTOA, whether it's right now, but also looking forward?
So business is healthy. So we did our PricewaterhouseCoopers study last fall, and what we found from that economic impact study was that we were going to recover 87% of our sales similar to 2019. So we felt really good about that 87%, and then when we surveyed our members about advanced bookings for 2023, 8 out of 10 are looking to have anywhere from 7 to 12% growth in 2023, and that was based on their advanced bookings. Anecdotally, I can tell you that every time I see members, whether it was in L.A. last night or Panama next week, business is strong.
Mm-hmm.
And revenue per package is up 9%. Now, we all know that a lot of that is due to inflation and, you know, all the prices have gone up. But back to your point, Mary, the reality is that the traveling consumer for USTOA, even though prices have gone up, they're willing to pay those prices. They are going to, I guess, forego getting a new refrigerator or upgrading their car, but they aren't going to forego that vacation.
Yeah, that seems to be.
The indicators are good.
So let's build on that a little bit because, you know, coming up in our D block about 15 minutes from now, you know, we're going to answer some listener questions sent in to us. One involves first-time cruiser, and I mention that just because I know part of your career involved the cruise industry. So last week, Mary and I, we were down in South Carolina. We had the big Let's Go America Tour Myrtle Beach. We decided to drive down to the Palmetto State and make it a road trip. I'm curious if USTOA members, are you experiencing strong cruise bookings, or is it more conventional land tours? Maybe it's vacation packages at resorts, maybe it's road trip, you know, tour options. What are you seeing there, Terry?
Well, we have a very diverse membership base,
right,
as I know you are aware. So we have some major cruise companies, obviously all of the major tour operator companies. But what's interesting is the strongest segment of our growth within our membership is the FIT market. And I think that we will continue to see that. The escorted guided is always very stable, but the most growth is within the individual traveler through that FIT segment. And I, you know, I hear from my colleagues at CLIA that obviously cruising has tremendous potential and will continue to be a driver within the tourism industry. But for us, it's that FIT segment that we see more growth.
So I want to refer real quick back to that PricewaterhouseCoopers report, because it did detail also, just so our listeners know, how members of the USTOA contributed $16 billion to the travel industry. That's a lot of money, and you guys employ around 12,000 people, representing about 6 million travelers. Amazing work that you guys do. Terry, is there anything in terms of like destinations, land tours that you're seeing? You know, we're talking so much about U.S. Being so popular during the pandemic and everything. Obviously, Europe is exploding right now. What are you seeing?
Well, yes, Europe is exploding. And another interesting feature of that PwC study was that for the first time in, we have seen three destinations from the Middle East appear in our hot destination list and off the beaten path list.
So, and I assume is it Turkey or Jordan? What's on the list?
Oh, we have Egypt, we have Turkey, we have Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, Saudi Arabia. Okay.
We have Egypt, and obviously Egypt is opening up that amazing museum. Mm-hmm. So that was interesting to see that kind of shift. And Europe will always be the backbone. But to see the Middle East represented the way it was interesting.
Yeah, well, I think some of these other places that people are going, Egypt is always, I mean, you just think about the history and that to go there.
Absolutely.
It kind of dwarfs what our country can offer. We have some great history. I don't want to put that down, but you can't compare that to some of what's going on in the Middle East and Egypt.
Exactly.
Well, Terry, listen, you know what? It goes by very quickly on the show. We have three or four more things we wanted to get to you. We will have to make it a point to have you back on a lot sooner than this, the break that we've had.
I look forward to it, and I look forward to hosting you in New York City for lunch.
All right. Well, we'll do that here. We'll break some bread and
we'll
put that out there for everybody to see. All right, Terry, have a great rest of the weekend, okay? Thanks very much.
Thank you both so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Terry Dale. Well, we always appreciate his candor. Mary was on the show with us.
He is a great guy. Runs a great organization.
I'm looking forward to that lunch now. So, all right, as we pause for this quick break, well, up next, linguistics and travel are on tap. A reminder, if you have any travel questions, a show comment, don't forget you can reach us anytime at rmworldtravel.com/contact. And as I mentioned, we're going to be doing listener emails coming up in the D block. Right now, we're coming right back. Stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.